With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it's the Ghost. Welcome to They Call Me the Ghost. If you're a fan of the strange but true happening in our world and the dark and mysterious goings-on, then you are in the right place. Let's face it, there are a ton of people out there claiming that they have been abducted by aliens. But what about those that maybe have the signs but refuse to believe? We're talking about the phenomenon of missing time. Is this missing time phenomenon responsible for several alien abductions? This is a share by Unsolved.com, and they too are wondering, are there more people being abducted than we realize? So, hundreds of people claimed they have had a bizarre experience called missing time. You are about to meet one of them through this share, a member of the Air Force, who disappeared for what he says was an entire hour. And under hypnosis, he describes his abduction, believe it or not, by aliens. It was 8:45 p.m. on October 1st in 1966, and a bus pulls up in front of Dutra's Market in the small Cape Cod village of North Truro. Only one man got off that bus, 19-year-old Airman First Class Robert Matthews. He was reporting for his first tour of duty at a nearby Air Force base, and then he noticed the area was deserted. He says, and I quote, "I got off where the bus driver told me where I was supposed to get off, and he told me to phone the base and they would send a truck down to pick me up. I told him that I was in front of the Dutra's Market, and he told me just to stay there and that there would be a truck there to pick me up in a minute. While I was standing there, I saw these lights, you know, moving from right to left across the sky, and that's when I felt this fear." Matthews called the base again and informed them that something strange was happening. He says, "When I called the base again, they asked me where I'd been, and they're telling him, 'Hey, we've already sent a truck down to get you.' And he's responding, saying, 'Well, I've been standing here waiting, and I've seen no one.'" The Air Force told Bob Matthews that a driver had already arrived to pick him up, and that was at 8:50. That'd be about 5 minutes after his first phone call. The driver claims that Matthew was nowhere in sight, even though he was there and ready. Almost an hour later, the base receives a second call from Matthews. And, of course, in his mind, these calls are one right after the other. According to Bud Hopkins, he's an author of several books on this phenomenon of missing time, he says that Matthews experienced a mini period of amnesia, saying it's not perceived as a break in which something happens and then a resumption. It is remembered by, say, Matthews, as continuous, the half-hour trip, but really it turns out to be a two-hour trip. And this is sometimes experienced in conjunction with UFO sightings or something like a light, but not all the time, he says. In 1964, Hopkins experienced a UFO sighting himself. He has since delved into the field and become an expert on the subject of missing time as it relates to alien abduction. He says, "I began getting phone calls from people and letters, and many of their sighting reports had pieces of missing time in them. They couldn't account for what or why something that should have taken 15 minutes ended up taking 2.5 hours, say. A drive in a car, which involved an alien sighting. We began looking into these cases and discovered one after the other of these alien abduction cases." Bob Matthews was supposedly one of those people and was contacted by Bud Hopkins. "I was on vacation," he says, "looking for something to read, and on the shelf there right in front of me, I saw this book with a creature on it. You know, I read books and I thought this would be interesting. I thought someone had maybe stepped into my head with this one and taken my innermost fears and put them in a book. It brought tears to my eyes, he said. I couldn't believe that this was actually happening to someone else, because when this happens to you, you end up thinking you're crazy because that's what you're thinking everyone else thinks of you. It's good to find people that have had the same experiences. So after weeks of intensive interviews, Bud Hopkins put Matthews under hypnosis to explore the details about what happened to him outside of Dutra's Market. According to Bud, hypnosis is a very useful tool in retrieving lost memories. Have any of you been under hypnosis for this? I'd be curious to know. So, okay, during this, Bob's recollections were so vivid that he was able to return to Cape Cod and reconstruct what he believed took place outside of that market. Under the hypnosis, he says he observed in the sky three lights moving in his direction. The red one came at me so fast, he claims. I walked up to it. I walked up to the ramp. I looked inside and I saw four beings sitting there. And the place actually reminded me of a doctor's office. There's no question that Mr. Matthews' story of alien abduction stretches the imagination, for sure. The idea seems unbelievable, even to those who claimed it happened to them. But some take their stories even one step further than Bob did. They say they've been victims of experiments, and they claim to have physical evidence to prove it. We've heard this over and over again. It's definitely a commonality among abduction victims. Bob Hopkins has organized support groups for these people so they can compare their disturbing experiences of missing time and alien abduction. Christina Florence, a New York choreographer, believed that she has had multiple experiences of missing time and alien abduction. Back in 1974, when she was only 17, she and her mother and her older sister crossed the Mojave Desert on their way to San Fran. According to Christina, their car overheated near Barstow, and they took the first exit off the highway. And in her words, she says, "Somewhere along the line, we got to this park. My sister got out of the car, and I heard her run around the back, and all of a sudden, she says, 'Oh my God, come out here quick.' And the next thing that she remembers consciously was that they were lying on this blanket in the middle of the park. They'd had a little nap, apparently. They were just lying there. The mom was still not around, and the girls woke up, and they were thinking, 'What happened?' And then the next thing that she remembers is that the three of them were driving just as they had been before. She says they never really talked about anything that happened until one day her sister did bring it up. They sort of started to talk about, but they further realized that they both had had this very bizarre memory of this missing time thing. They knew about Bud, and so they decided to get in touch with him. Christina took her sister's advice after their talk, and she did contact Bud Hopkins. She agreed to go under hypnosis, just like Matthews, hoping she could recall some more details, any details, about what happened that afternoon in Barstow. And she says, "Under hypnosis, I started having this picture that my sister is getting out of the car, and then I get out of the car, and I look up, and there's something above the car. I was scared. I didn't know what it was. I was trying to start the car, but that didn't work. Then the next memory that she has under the hypnosis was that she was on a table and there were these people around. There was this screen. She said it was about as wide and large as a big television, but it was paper thin and it was moving around the table. It wasn't even attached to anything." She adds that she could see three-dimensional shapes of her skull and her whole body. They were taking pictures, and it was just this huge spherical room that was covered with a bunch of dials. There wasn't a lot of space, just a bunch of dials. She felt like they put these rubber pants on her or something because she could feel that and remember that, and that things were attached to them. And then they left the room, leaving her to lay there. She's asking for her sister or anybody and says there was somebody there telling her that her sister was okay and that she was all right. But that's the last thing she could remember under hypnosis. So then all she remembers is there was that experience and then she's back on the grass laying down. If Christina's abduction actually happened, then the question is, why? We can go back to Bob Matthews, maybe, for the answer. Who says? Ultimately, the focus becomes reproductive and the interest seems to have to do with taking sperm and ova samples. The whole central focus of the physical part of it seems to deal with the idea of an ongoing genetic experiment and these abductees are involuntary victims, specimens in this ongoing genetic experiment. That's a pretty strong claim. However, haven't we seen a lot of claims like this, ones that appear to be true? It's pretty consistent across the globe. The idea of abduction by aliens may seem outrageous, yet those who have experienced missing time episodes do believe that this is exactly what happened to them. Of course, there is no proof, as always. Perhaps someday science will discover a reason for this missing time, but until then, the rest of us should just be glad that all of our minutes are accounted for. So come on, guys, tell me, do you have missing time, and do you think your experiences are abduction related? Share your thoughts, and until next time, thank you for listening, and I will talk to you all soon.